Welcome to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This is your host, Art Bennett. On Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, we try to integrate the natural level and the supernatural level from a Christian point of view. And today we're going to continue with the honor of having back on the program Dr. Bernard Gurney, one of the most foremost experts in, well, solving problems for families, couples, and organizations as well. Probably one of the most renowned and innovative practitioners of communication and theories of communication. Dr. Gurney is the director of NIRE, which is the National Institute of Relationship Enhancement. He's an adjunct professor of psychology at the University of Maryland, professor emeritus of family studies and counseling psychology at Pennsylvania State University. He's written many, many texts, many tapes on communication. In fact, let me just give you this right up front. I'll mention it again later to find more information on Dr. Gurney and his writings. We'll dial 301-986-1479 or email at info@nire.org. That long introduction, Dr. Gurney, I want you to welcome you back to the Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls program.
Well, thanks. It's my pleasure to be here.
Dr. Gurney, when we had you on the program before, you talked a little about the importance of communication, and a big part of that is not just being well-intended, but really to learn some skills about how to communicate better, and that's what I want to talk about today, some skills that are vital and essential to improve communication. But in your model of communicating, you talk a lot about the necessity for compassion and the necessity for honesty. And maybe we can talk about those core values first, because as a Christian, those resonate deeply with us. How important are honesty and compassion, you think, in communication?
Well, I think those are, that from my point of view, those are the key values. And they are the things that contribute to intimacy and to confidence in the other person and in yourself, and into strengthening the relationship between people who care about each other.
That's what we're always looking for. I think we want to be more intimate, though sometimes we have fears or frustrations that keep us from being more intimate. But also we want to be confident. I think that's a big part of your model, is you raise the confidence of people, always giving them hope that there are ways of communicating so that they can become more intimate. And you're highlighting of honesty and compassion, because I think sometimes people think, well, if I'm really honest, that's just going to piss the other person off, or I just need to keep stuff to myself. On the other hand, yeah, it's nice to talk about compassion and stuff, but you know, we're just trying to coexist and get along with each other. How do we kind of go from these being values to being something we can live out in our lives and our marriages?
Well, that's where the skills come in. I think that you, in order to implement these things without being fearful that you're going to just make things worse, is to feel that you know how to do it in a way that's not going to make things worse. So that, for example, when you want to express your feelings, first you think about it. You know, how do I really feel? What do I really want? And you don't speak in anger, but take your time so that you can do it in a more controlled way, and then to have the skill of putting things in a way that doesn't threaten the other person. That's number one. You know, just to learn how to be subjective, that say, make it clear that you're talking about how you feel. This is what I think. This is what I feel. And understanding that the other person, show that you know the other person may look at it differently, and that's okay with you. And also to learn to avoid saying things that are going to get the other person to feel defensive, as if they're being attacked. And there are ways of doing that, like staying subjective and don't make generalizations, for example, about how the other person is deficient. Like, you wouldn't say you're lazy. You would be more specific and say, it frustrates me, and I feel unwanted or unappreciated when you do this or when you don't do that. And so it's a way of talking that makes it clear that you're coming from yourself and you're willing to listen to the other person's point of view and to value their point of view as well. And that gets to the second skill, and one of the ways you do show that you value the other person's point of view and you are willing to listen to it is empathy. And that's learning to, no matter how much you disagree, to be able to identify with the other person momentarily and try to understand and show them that you understand by how you respond to them, to their feelings, so that...
So there's
makes you angry when I come in late, and it's upsetting to you.
Okay, so there's two critical skills then you're highlighting, Dr. Gurney. One is the expressive skill, I guess basically how we should talk to each other. There's certain things we can do to make that go well. And then the empathic skill, how we should really, really, maybe I could put it this way, really listen to each other so we kind of get into really kind of promote mutual understanding. I think that's what we want to get into a little bit on this show is the real specifics of how to talk better and how to listen better so that our communication meets the goals, the core set of values as you put them, and as Christians we can identify with of being honest with each other. It's the truth that sets us free, so we need to be honest, but also we want to do it with compassion. We don't want to be knocking people around with a 2x4 and puzzled why they don't follow us. We want the disclosure. We want the kind of community feeling to come across of compassion. So, all right. Well, let's break these skills down a little bit. Let's talk before we got a break. Or we can just start on this one. Let's talk about the expressive skill. Okay, there's certain ways I should talk to the person I love so that we'll promote intimacy and resolve problems. Is that right?
Yes. And so I could. You just stop me when I've said enough, or you want to break it down. But the first thing is to make sure that you always phrase things in terms of how you see them, not in terms of what really exists. That's very hard for people to do. When they're in a conflict, they want to convince the other person that they're right and that they have the true way of looking at things, and that's a mistake in terms of allowing the other person to really listen and to respond appropriately. So you want to be